Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Since the inauguration, Senate Democrats have been working round the clock to finish an impeachment trial, pass a massive stimulus package, and get President Joe Biden's cabinet confirmed. But one obstacle keeps popping up during these confirmations: the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Both of you agree that allowing Nord Stream 2 to be completed would be terrible policy for the United States.
Senator Ted Cruz has been the one really kind of pounding his fist on the table, saying the Biden administration has to do something to stop Nord Stream 2.
Now that construction is resumed, we have precious little time. I told both of you that if the Biden administration doesn't change course, we're going to wake up in 6 months or a year, and this pipeline is going to be built.
Until the Biden administration said it would do something, he was holding up nominations for some positions in the State Department.
The nominations Cruz was keeping on hold were those of William Burns as CIA director and Brian McKeon for a deputy secretary position at the State Department. And yesterday, Biden's team made a move to convince the Texas senator that they're taking Nord Stream 2 seriously.
The Biden administration came out and said it was considering new sanctions on any parties that may be helping along the construction of the natural gas pipeline that is meant to deliver gas from Russia to Germany.
I'm Anthony Adragna. This is Politico Energy. And today, Ben Lefebvre on the ongoing Nord Stream 2 headache for the White House. It's Friday, March 19th. But so this announcement from Blinken has already had an effect. What has Senator Cruz done in response to it?
Hallelujah. He basically said, this is what we were waiting to hear. My holds are done. And now the good people at the State Department can have their nominees go through the normal process. And he, if you want me to read specifically from the statement, give me one second while I bring up. In light of the Secretary's strong declaration, I am following through on my commitment to the State Department to lift the Nord Stream 2 related holds that I have placed on William Burns and Brian McKeon. So that is Cruz basically saying, thanks for that. And here's your nominations back. Oh, but wait, there's more. He will maintain a hold on Wendy Sherman and will hold future State Department nominees until the full sanctions mandated by Congress are, in fact, broadly imposed.
What are you going to be watching for out of Europe in response to this, Ben? Like, the project is still mostly done, and I know the U.S. had been quite careful about not wanting to upset its allies over there. So what will you be watching for?
To a certain extent, you're hearing a lot of chatter. You know, German politicians are like, you know, this could scuttle the whole thing. This is turning a lot of people off on, any sort of comeback that the Biden administration had been promising in diplomacy. But other folks, they talk to you here and it's like, Germany is the unfortunate bystander in a fight between U.S. and Russia. Now, as we mentioned in our earlier story, the big fear for the administration is that they put sanctions on there and the project is done anyway, because as you mentioned, it's already mostly done. So what I'm looking for is to see any sort of 11th hour offer from Germany on, well, look, if you let this through, you know, we can agree on some other sanctions on Russia that would still hurt it. It just wouldn't have to do with our pipeline. One other thing that I'm kind of looking for, but it's longer term, is there's some thought from certain folks that this problem, to a certain extent, could go away, at least for Biden, could go away on its own if the Green Party in Germany takes enough seats in parliamentary elections. The Green Party has been pretty outspoken in its opposition to Nord Stream 2. And so it's kind of a little bit of a bank shot where they figure, look, if the German government changes enough and the Greens are feeling their oats enough that they want to flex some muscles and, you know, put the kibosh on the project themselves, that's a nice little out for Biden.
On Thursday afternoon, after Cruz relented on his holds on their nominations, the Senate confirmed both Burns and McKeon by voice vote. Also, Senate Republicans are warning the Federal Reserve against taking action on climate change. In a letter yesterday, Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey argued the Fed doesn't have the authority to regulate climate change. Toomey, the top Republican on the Banking Committee, is among a group of Republican senators who questioned the purpose and efficacy of climate-related regulations on banking, especially because, quote, the Federal Reserve lacks jurisdiction over and expertise in environmental matters. Under President Biden's so-called all-of-government climate approach, financial regulations are poised to play an important role fighting climate change. And last year, the central bank included climate change in its report on financial stability for the first time ever. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Carlos Prieto is our producer. Our senior producer is Jenny Ament. Irene Noguchi is Politico Audio's executive producer. Our editors are Matt Daly and Gloria Gonzalez. I'm Anthony Adragna, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.